You remember how to start the show?
You have to tell him.
Don't remind him.
He's done it long enough.
Do I remember how to start the show?
Yeah, the beginning of the show, how it goes, what the person says.
Don't tell him.
The person says...
First word, this.
In cases of sexual assault...
No.
Cases are tried by two equal and important groups.
That's close. That was actually really close.
The police who investigate the crimes and the prosecution who tries them. These are their stories.
Yes, that's super close. But it's this podcast is brought to you. This podcast is brought to you, empowered by Sunday Cool.
Oh, that's right. The other one was Law and Order.
Oh, that's a common mistake.
Do other guests make that mistake?
They do, actually. More often than not, which is weird. So go
do
for
you guys
it.
Watch a lot? Okay.
This podcast is brought to you and powered by Sunday Cool.
Watch this ad. Audition.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, hey.
Oh, you meant them. Okay.
It's the end of 2023, but in 2024, I want to give some of y'all free swag for a whole year. That's right. For the past 365 days, we here at Sunday Cool have been serving you. And we're making sure that all your apparel needs are being met. We're gonna be more grateful for y'all. And to thank you, I want to give you free Sunday Cool swag for a whole year.
That would be awesome.
Still talking to them.
Got it.
I mean, how nice would it be to get a box of super soft surprises delivered to you every month for free? For a year. Just for you. Come on. So all you gotta do is go to sundaycool.com/Christmas and fill out the form and you're entered to win. And because I'm such a generous person, we won't just be picking one person. No, sorry. We're going to be picking up to five lucky people to win Sunday Cool swag for a whole year. Just for them. Their personal swag. Maybe even more. Maybe I might choose a million. I don't know. So go hit the link in the bio and let's finish the year strong. Right, Andy? Well, now I'm talking to you.
What? What did you say? I missed it. No, do it again. I'll be ready.
No, the moment's gone. SundayCool.com/Christmas. Go in there to win now so you can get the whole chance for a year of free Sunday Cool swag, and it's just for you. Hey, Merry Christmas from all of us here at Sunday Cool. Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
Let me.
Chin tats new, Josh?
They are.
I like them.
We did a 7-hour YouTube live.
I joined a couple times.
Yeah.
Once in the morning, once at night.
That was hard. That was the longest I've ever been on camera.
Yeah. And I was laying down most of the time.
Yeah.
Like, face down. It felt weird. Had all the blood in my face. It was great.
Yeah.
I don't know how many hours in you were, but...
Do you have headphones? You do have headphones.
I do. I'm sorry.
Yeah. You don't have to.
No, it's been on. Just finish your lunch.
Just keep eating.
I just get one more bite.
This just is the it, lamb this chops.
This is great.
It's so funny.
We all look fantastic.
It's really attractive.
Hey, easy.
Oh, boy.
Hey.
What is that over there? The prettiest girl I've ever seen in all the land.
More like bah, sound like hubba hubba, humbug.
Nice.
Hey.
Almost.
Almost there.
I almost got it.
Is the red line in the front of that hat? Is that right? Like it's a feather?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how it works.
I think it's more to the side. More to the side thing, you know?
Mm-hmm. Little... Is there one on the other side?
Yeah, no. Nope. Sure.
But then there's a crease, whatever.
I think the crease is supposed to be in the middle. I know a lot about...
Yeah.
Elf hood.
Where?
Why did I... I was going to say Rob. It looks like Robin Hood's hat. That's why I thought I was about to say Robin.
I know a lot about Robin Hood's attire.
And you have him under like a warming lamp, so his skin turns the right color.
Anthony, what are you doing? You look so funny. He was just hopping up and down, just eating. Oh my goodness, you look so cute in that thing, dude. Look at those little feet.
It's so tight.
It's literally like...
It's like...
Half a foot too short.
It's going to sound weird, but I feel like great in it.
Yeah? You can have it.
And then you put a costume on and you're like, oh, okay, I'll wear this because it's silly. I put this on and was like, oh my gosh, I would totally just chill in this.
Do you see that reporter or the interviewer talking to Ryan Reynolds and Jake Gyllenhaal about that space movie? And they're like, isn't it great? Did you enjoy making this film because you get to, you know, act in socks, only in socks? And they freaked out. They're like, yes, it's the best.
That's funny.
Yeah, but like that's what it reminds me of. I was like, Anthony's going to put one of those on. He's going to like, why did I ever work in anything else? Just showing up to church in all just full onesies?
Just all the stuff.
Letting someone go in a onesie would be hilarious. Firing someone?
Listen, I'm not letting you go here. I'm opening you up for an opportunity somewhere else.
Do you want your ears to...
I can't see what they're doing, so tell me what looks best.
There it is. There's our Ralphie.
Nice.
There's our Ralphie. Hey, Anthony Russo!
Hey, Anthony Russo! Yeah. Anthony's back and it's gonna be fun. Christmas
episode.
Wow.
Good job, guys. Just like we rehearsed.
Good job.
I thought that was just a noise you made, but you're making fun of her.
You.
Me? It sounded like you said good job. Yeah.
You're making fun of me?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I didn't even hear myself.
Andy's constantly going in and out of his Borat impression.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Very nice. Christmas. Very good.
Hey, it's Christmas time, everyone.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
It's the holiday season.
The holiday season.
And doop de doo.
Hey, thanks for coming back, Anthony.
Hey.
Oh, man.
Our seasonal Anthony.
Seasonal.
He shows up on the full moon.
Is it a full moon?
I have no idea.
It can't be.
Nah. Andy's every time that looks like it was inspired by the full moon.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Something deep in the dark.
This is who I am.
Just
let
when
me
we
be.
That sequence was like if you were a werewolf and someone was like, is it a full moon? You're like, I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
All right.
Definitely not.
There's cattle everywhere here. Like you just feasted on all of them.
Is that cattle? I thought
it's a waning gibbous tonight, if I'm not mistaken.
Could have swore.
For Christmas, do you want a song?
Yes.
Okay.
Who do you want to sing? Do we want Anthony to do backups?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You just go with the flow. Okay.
Yeah, just pick it up as.
Yep.
Boom, 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 boom. Christmas. 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 Christmas.
Christmas time.
Christmas time.
Christmas time.
Christmas time. Christmas time.
Christmas yeah. Yep.
Let's go.
I can't breathe.
I'm dreaming ninjas are butterflies. Just like episode 69.
Episode 69.
Where the UFOs glisten and the FBI listens. And the government is filled with Russian spies.
Russian spies.
I'm dreaming ninjas are butterflies. With every laugh and every fight.
Laugh and every fight.
Where we see Bigfoots grow under mistletoe. So let all your ninjas be butterflies.
Ninjas be butterflies.
Yay!
Happy birthday, Jesus!
Happy birthday, Jesus!
Hey, Lily, would you like to say what
you said?
Did
you get our names mixed up there for a second?
No, Lily, would you like to say what you said as Anthony handed you this cake when he showed up today?
I don't want to say.
No, no!
Oh,
please!
I have the clip.
Oh, good. We're going to roll it. They'll see it, but I want to hear what you said.
Look at that. You can start with that one if you want.
Oh, it's for my birthday?
Cookie cake.
How
about you, Will?
Well, he handed it straight to me, and so I said, is this for my birthday?
On the day we're filming our podcast episode, the Christmas episode.
It was my birthday yesterday.
Okay, long time ago. But
your gift for your birthday is in the mail.
It's on the way.
I hand deliver Jesus' Christmas
because it's the most important.
Yeah, for sure. Makes sense.
Oh, how you doing, buddy the elf?
Good.
I forget what he said.
That's
hi.
It.
Hi, little buddy.
What's Buddy the Elf's favorite color? Go.
Blue. What is it?
We don't know. He just asks.
Yeah.
Buddy the Elf.
No, he says his favorite color at one point. He does. Look it up.
Sugar plums?
I think it's yellow.
Glitter?
Pretty sure it's yellow.
Really?
I am pretty sure it's yellow. Make your guesses.
I don't know, but I want to bet a lot of money it's not yellow.
I'm going with
of all the Christmas colors.
Blue.
Blue?
I don't know.
You have to pick a color,
green.
Lily. Green.
Smiling.
Smiling. Smiling.
He said smiling's his favorite.
True.
It's struggling.
Doesn't have an answer?
Doesn't exist.
I could have swore he said it.
No. Nope.
Yellow is yellow. Such a hot take.
He wears yellow. It's not that big of a lead.
It's green.
It's an accent color.
Yeah, but also, it's all like, you said blue. It's nowhere blue on
there. I was just saying a color because he never says it.
Then attack him.
There's a song
yellow's
called
not far
Blue
reach.
Christmas.
Yeah.
Yellow is just out of the clear.
It's on his uniform.
Cyan.
So it's green.
They're like, we have to have green. What other color? What's your favorite color? He's like, oh, yellow. Put yellow on it. That's what he did. I guarantee it.
I know.
Look back on it.
Fuchsia.
Did you find an answer?
No.
Yeah, so it doesn't exist.
Buddy has a favorite color. We just don't know.
I'm sure. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. See?
But you're speaking like you guys are idiots. He says he has a favorite color and it's yellow.
I never said you were idiots. I just said, hey, he has a favorite color. What do you think it is?
It was
implied
in your tone.
You definitely implied it.
It was 100%.
Sure. But implication is not
tell that
the other word.
You're a mean Grinch. You're a jerk.
I don't like you, Mr. Grinch.
I don't like you at all.
I don't like you one bit.
Hey, but everyone be quiet. Seriously, because this is a very serious question.
Can I just want...
No.
Okay. It's just Christmas.
Zip it. You meanie hen. Today's question. Sent in by our viewer.
So loud.
Do children of divorce deserve presents?
Whoa.
Oh! Again, this is sent in by a viewer.
Hey, this was not us.
This is not. We're not asking this question. Someone said, can you please ask this question because I need to know.
Oh.
Do children of divorce deserve presents?
I believe, yeah. They do.
Okay, yeah. I do, too.
Okay.
Definitely. Andrew? Frosty?
I think so.
Anthony?
I want to say yes, and I also want to say that the last time I was here, you guys asked me a question about bald people, and now you're asking me a question about children of divorce.
We're targeting you.
And it's starting to feel like a real personal attack. Mm.
But yes or no?
Yeah. You deserve enough. The presence of loving parents.
Yeah. Lily?
Yes.
I just want to circle back to Anthony real quick, though. What if the divorce is because of the child?
Oh.
It's the child's fault. I'm just saying.
Is there an instance where that's the case? Because I'm not sure that's ever the case.
You're talking
hypothetical.
Florida's a no-fault state.
Hypothetically, Anthony, if the child was at fault for the parents divorcing, does that child still deserve presents?
Yeah. No, I would say yeah. I would.
This is slippers.
Okay, well, you heard it here first. If your parents are divorced, you still deserve presents as a child.
Yeah, welcome
to the show. It's a Christmas miracle.
Oh, it's real.
Butterfly. The butterfly is no doubt one of God's
most beautiful creatures.
I said, empty your mind.
You learn martial arts.
Ninja's not bad.
How about
perfect, yeah.
I just stuff my face with Jimmy John's instead of get my mic right before we record? That sound like a plan?
I can't believe that you literally eat a salami and cheese sandwich.
Yeah, and onions.
Oh my.
And crispy jalapenos.
A gift of salami.
And red pepper flakes.
That's a real Grinch order, I feel like.
It is.
And shards of glass. And onions. Extra.
Let's hear your best Grinch.
Oh, what's your favorite quote from your Grinch?
What does he do? The herbert a herd, herbert do. I don't know. He does something like the.
I don't know.
Okay, I'm not going. That's what he says.
Yeah.
The, ooh. Ah. That shit, I'm not going.
That's good.
That was really good. Was
I've
good.
Literally been watching it all last night and just kind of like just talking. The girls knew I was going to be dressed up today. And yeah. So they're excited to see me because I felt like picking them up in school today would be the most funny thing in the world.
Dude, that's going to be. Are you doing it?
I don't think I'm going to be able to make it, but I'm going to.
Well, you should do it in a fire truck.
Yeah.
You should be.
You
should
be driven by a fire truck.
Please be that late. And whatever teachers are waiting for you to show up and pick up your kids, see you pull up like that.
Oh, calm down.
Hey, before
it's not a big deal. You can wait all day.
Before we get into the topics, some pretty deep topics, I would say. Very Christmas themed.
Ooh.
They're not. Do you want to do presents?
Yes. I got everybody presents.
Now, this is a weird thing that Lily did. She said she walks in with a ton of presents and didn't tell any of us that we were doing presents today.
I did on purpose because
she's trying to be
guilty.
She's the Scrooge at the end of the movie.
Yeah. Oh, she just had her ghost visited her.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like you're looking at me trying to make sense of my outfit.
Every time. it's just the sideburns.
Yeah.
The burns
old
get me.
Chops. All right, let's do presents, okay. Will.
Present time with Lily. Say a different inflection.
Present time with Lily.
This is for Anthony.
Wow.
Oh, the smallest nice. Gift.
For the biggest heart.
Oh, heart. My
thank you, Lily.
Word. And this is like Dirty Santa style?
Probably. If I don't like my gift, I steal it.
This is huge.
No, I bought this specifically for. I don't like it.
Thank you.
It has your name on it. Oh. I steal. Josh,
it's a quilt. It's an 8x10 quilt.
Okay, Anthony,
with your name on.
Part of your gift.
Lily doesn't have a present.
All right, open up one by one.
Okay.
Anthony, you go first.
Lily doesn't. That cookie cake was for you.
Lily, choose the cookie.
Scratch out Jesus' name. <Just wipe it off.
laughs> Okay, I got you. Outside of this, I got you. Butterfly balloons.
Oh, that's so
to make
nice.
A joke at you. But this is for your memories with the Ninjas group.
I love
what
this.
Is it?
It's a disposable camera.
Nice.
To take pictures with your Ninjas group.
Nice.
Anytime during the podcast.
Ninja right. memories.
Oh yeah, you should do that throughout the podcast. Just take pictures
anytime at all.
It's gonna be hard with my with my bunny mittens, but I'm gonna try it.
You do your darndest.
Mm-hmm.
Who's up?
You go.
All right. Nice.
Whoa.
I also got you a Donald Trump fishing lure.
I will document trying to catch something with that. No, this is perfect. I literally mine's down to here. So
I love you. I love you having a haymaker like off camera
it?
For all of us.
Soy sauce? A jug of soy sauce? It's a gallon?
Shoyu. Aloha shoyu from Hawaii.
Shoyu.
When we went to the restaurant depot, they had 5-gallon buckets of soy sauce.
That's crazy.
It was the coolest thing. My turn?
Yeah.
All right.
What is it?
It's a Carhartt apron. But
no way! Oh.
My favorite part is I got you a keychain of Las Vegas so you can always remember your dad.
That's perfect. Every time I look when I'm cooking. Thank you so much. No.
So these are good gifts.
Yeah, they are.
And then Josh, I just didn't want you to go empty handed.
This is so
thanks.
Funny.
Oh.
It's a bundle of Asian snacks.
Nice.
Oh.
That is epic. That's actually really cool.
Thanks, I know.
That's what I call.
Smells like China.
Thanks, I know.
Shrimp and sewer.
A bundle of Asian snacks. That's Andrew in a sleeping bag.
Snack.
He's a snack.
Our little Asian
thank you, Lily.
Snack.
That was very thoughtful.
You're welcome.
That's so it. Nice.
Those were great gifts. Do you want to know what I got you?
I'm going to get a picture of you empty handed. Got it.
Lily, you should have told us. Because we're all doing cameras, gifts off camera, obviously.
I can't remember, but I feel like last year you guys got each other something, but I didn't get anybody anything, so this is payback.
Let's roll back. Let's do a replay.
Yeah.
I don't think that's true. There's another image of Lily.
And I got everybody gifts. Just a reminder of last year I did it again.
I'll tell you what I got you. Get you a carbon monoxide detector.
You didn't. Wait, that's a real gift, though. Because Josh won't get me one.
I know.
I said to get it off of Amazon. I said, get it.
I assumed you guys hadn't communicated again since that podcast, and I bought one.
Literally last night, I was thinking about,
well, you've got
what
one
if we're dying
out for delivery right now.
Yeah, why is that your responsibility?
That's what I'm saying.
If you got a problem with it, go buy one.
You're the maintenance guy.
Just order it and I'll install it.
Come on, lady. Come on.
Christmas is ruined.
Guys, is Christmas ruined right now?
Do they make a fire carbon monoxide in one?
That's impossible. You can't do that.
Science isn't there yet, sweetie.
What about our air conditioner? What does that put out? Freon?
Yeah.
Freon. All in one.
Freon, carbon monoxide, and...
Body wash.
Yeah.
And do we need to be watching out for Freon, too?
No. Lily has just these obscure fears.
Like irrational fears.
Yeah.
I've been trying to...
Like carbon monoxide. Name one person that...
Name one bad thing carbon monoxide ever did to anybody.
You can't.
You just can't.
I'll be all day.
In fact, it's good for you.
My grandmother takes shots of it every morning, and she's 78. She's working fine.
Oh. Yeah, the Freon thing, though.
Is there any other irrational fear she has?
I mean, every day there's something new, it feels like.
I've been trying to diagnose the reasoning behind why that's like my biggest fear ever, and I think it's because you don't know that it's happening.
You wouldn't know. Oh, it's that makes total sense to
me.
Yeah.
And maybe it's because I'm a control freak.
Well, and you can never... So my wife, Rach, struggles with some of this too, and you can never get the possibility down to 0%. That's the thing.
True.
Like, you can never argue it down to zero.
Yeah.
Like... What if I'm breathing in carbon monoxide poison right now and be dead in 10 minutes? And you're like, it's probably not what's happening.
What if those... Let me go check the Amazon reviews on that detector because it may be faulty.
I can't get it to 0%. That's probably a conversation someone who died of carbon monoxide poisoning had moments before the end. So,
and all their friends said, relax, there's nothing to worry about.
You're always on about this.
Susie? Susie?
Oh, I'm trying to learn how to pronounce this in my notes.
You should write out phonetically.
I did. And I still don't know how to pronounce it.
You should let me be your pronouncer every once in a while.
Okay.
Pronouncer.
Speaking of
theater, stop it.
Carbon monoxide poisoning. Have you guys heard of the Alcubierre Drive?
Alcubierre Drive?
Alcubierre. Alcubierre? Alcubierre Drive. Have you guys heard of Alcubierre Drive?
No.
Okay. I heard our good old friend Neil deGrasse Tyson talking about it.
Nice.
So there's this physicist. His name is Miguel Alcubierre of Mexico, and he conceived the calculations for a theoretical ship that could travel faster than the speed of light.
A human being could sit inside of?
Right. Yes. It's a theoretical thing, but he's apparently... figured out the equations to make it successful.
Okay.
This is where it gets trippy. Because physics say you can't travel faster than the speed of light, especially human, because you would be like...
You'd be juice.
Spaghetti.
Physics say that you would be... It just can't happen.
Okay.
But this ship, this is what it, in theory, does. It stays still. And the universe, the cosmos, travels past it.
How does that make sense?
So, here's the thing. It doesn't move, and the cosmos move around it. It creates its own space-time bubble where
it
doesn't defy the laws of physics,
yep.
And space travels around it. So, a gravitational wave making a machine... So, it would be like a gravitational wave-making machine that compresses the ocean of space-time in front of it and expands that ocean in its wake. So it's just basically just like sitting still and the cosmos are just going past it.
Right.
Only for that specific person?
That ship.
Wow.
Whoever's in the ship, yeah.
What?
And I forgot to mention, that's what I got, Lily.
No way!
It just didn't get here yet.
It's parked outside.
I think it might be in the past.
I might have left it back there somewhere.
Like I hit park and I got out and then now I can't find it. But I did get that for you.
But with this equation, they said that you can travel 6 trillion miles in the blink of an eye. Because the cosmos, the universe, galaxies are moving that fast.
6 trillion miles.
In a blink of an eye.
Are you kidding me?
No.
And it's just, what is it being gassed on? What's powering
this thing? The Grinch is glitching.
I'm just flabbergasted right now about this whole thing.
Probably carbon monoxide.
Probably.
That's why it's good.
I don't know if this guy, I don't know anything about this scientist that created this thing. I don't know if we've done any background, but I like to imagine you finish that day of work and then you get home and your wife is like, I need you to do the dishes, brother. And he's like, no, but I did a theory. That you're not going to believe this. And she's like, no, I get it. I just been running at this all day. And that seems like a great. Did we make a ton of money on that, like, right this minute?
Not yet.
No.
But.
Did you build the thing?
Well, no.
No. Okay. I need you to do the dishes and take out the trash, Jerry.
It's a great idea, honey.
But
thank
it
you.
Sounds really
neat. Oh,
that
sounds neat. Fun.
Sounds like your football team that you have, apparently, that is a fantasy thing. I don't know.
But isn't that a wild idea to think about of a ship that doesn't move,
right?
But time it still moves. Travels.
Yeah, it doesn't. I can't process.
And that's also
witnessing. Are you witnessing it? Like, can you actually just stand there and watch this thing move as well?
I mean, I don't know about you, but I can't see 6 trillion miles away.
Stop it! If it's standing, if it's standing still, what does that mean? I don't understand.
It's just it's here, and it creates its own space-time gravitational field around it.
Right.
So it becomes its own space. That's moving through space.
That doesn't make any sense.
I mean, it's crazy. It's kind of like us on the planet. We're moving at however many miles an hour in a circle, but we feel like we're not moving at all.
Right.
Are we sure he did any math on this, or he just used his imagination and said, let's try
it? Neil deGrasse Tyson was talking about, so it has to be somewhat legit, right?
That is like just some sixth grader just with like a funny idea.
Get cool. This.
We create our own space bubble. And then the universe moves around our space bubble.
Wait,
6 trillion miles in a second.
Wait a second. What's gassing it, though?
Carbon monoxide.
You freaking kidding me?
Twizzlers.
Twizzlers.
What's gassing it?
Let's freaking go.
Probably Capri Sun.
It does make me think that stuff, though. Because you're like, they're like, no, we theoretically proved it. And then, like Einstein has this with like the multiple parallels of reality.
Yeah.
But then you're like, it to me, it could play out like those two, like another 12-year-old going, I checked the math, checked out to me.
Hey, I mean, run the numbers stuff. Again, but I'm pretty sure.
Like, how does it end with like a 9√3? It seems like there are parallel universes to me when I run this equation. I get the same answer.
I mean, you seem pretty smart, so I don't feel like we can argue with you.
You know, there's a theory with time travel. And it acts in the same way that if you time travel, you will end up on a different part of the Earth because you're going through this space tunnel, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the Earth
and
is
the Earth is moving
still. Yeah.
So if like they say that if you go too far forward or too far back,
right,
you're going to miss the planet.
Dude, that means we could have been successful. And some dude, like the dude who figured it out, just popped back into space and for a half second was like, dang it.
That's
wild. Well, there's that
vacuumed
last word.
Yeah.
I talked about maybe episode 67. We talked about time travel.
Yeah, yeah.
That guy, his name was like Mad something. I forget. But Y-Files has a thing about it. But supposedly he did create a time machine. And the only way he could go through it, he had to like create like this tube out of metal or whatever. And supposedly it was successful because like it was in like the 1940s. There was this article of a strange man found in a tube in a lake and he possessed like what appeared to look like a cell phone, but they didn't know what a cell phone was.
Whoa.
I don't know how credible that is.
Hey, don't Google it. Don't Google it. Don't cancel me. Hey, take it easy.
But yeah, so he got in it. But he went too far back or whatever to where he went like thousands of miles to where he first went into the machine and it. I don't know.
That's time wild, crazy. Dude.
Time travel definitely feels like to humans like dogs chasing cars a little bit. Don't you think? So? Like, what are we going to do? What's the grand plan here?
Yeah.
What's we all talk about? It's interesting to everybody. Everyone's getting in a tube trying to do it.
Yeah.
But then you're like, what's the plan once you get there?
Yeah.
Give me a good. You made good, like, what are we going to do? It's the dog's going to catch that car, and then you're going to be like, what are you going to do now?
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Bark at it?
You got it.
Scratch it?
You can't eat it. You can pee on it, and that's usually what they do. And maybe that's what we're trying to do.
And that's the option.
We're trying to go back in time so that we can pee on it.
That's mine.
I think so.
Claim it.
This reminds me of that movie that you made me watch with Robert Pattinson.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Twilight.
Yeah. Where they get spaghettied in the
wormhole.
Yeah.
Because
they don't die. They don't die.
Under, or what's it called?
High Life.
High Life.
Oh, I haven't heard of that.
It's where he's like on a space prison. Or whoa. In a space prison.
Don't watch it.
Oh, like man.
He has a daughter. Mm-hmm. And then they end up going into like a black hole. Or they don't show them getting it turned into spaghetti. All that stuff. But someone tried to do it before them. And they went into this black hole. And there's just basically like,
oh, my goodness. Nice.
Mm. They do say that if you went through a wormhole, you'd just be obliterated, though.
Just
because
gone.
Of the gravity and stuff that's involved in it.
You'd be spaghettied.
If you could turn, if you were entered into like a black hole and people had to find your remains and your body had been turned into one food, like spaghetti, what would it be?
Calzone.
Quit trying to take over my
calzone.
Segment.
Hey, can't help it if I come up with good questions.
Ooh.
Hey, oh my god.
Hey, dog ass on me.
Body's turned into one food.
What would you pick?
What do you think others would be?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I feel like you're just a bratwurst, dude. But with the bun and all the toppings. All
right, I do like bratwurst.
Like stone ground mustard, caramelized onions. Lily would be right now looks like a panini, I don't know. I feel like that's the vibe. And then Anthony, I would choose like a gray hot dog.
A gray hot dog?
No, I'm kidding.
Wait, that was from the heart.
Like one
though.
That was boiled. No, I was kidding. I was just trying
That's
to
so
like,
mean.
I was just trying to come up with something a little
bit. I see you as a deviled egg.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I would think Anthony's one of those rollers at a gas station. Like those little tasty things.
Like
that always
taquito?
Yeah. Hot and ready to go, dude.
7-Eleven taquito?
Those hit.
Yeah. Those hit. I can't really be too angry about that.
Those are awesome.
I feel like Andy's a sloppy Joe.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. That feels like a sloppy Joe.
Or like a cheese Rangoon.
Yeah.
Mm. Hey, I'm for everybody.
What is Andrew?
Andrew is a, those like the packet sushi at 7-Elevens.
What
7-Eleven?
You just want 7-Eleven?
I was like, no.
Is that what you're craving?
Gas station food.
Yeah. He's like a bag of corn nuts.
Andy, if you're hungry, just say it.
Have you eaten anywhere but a gas station, Andy?
No. Not a chance. They do serve paninis there, though, which is really great.
Scale of 1 to 10, how hungry are you?
I'm at about 6, 7.
Okay. That's not bad.
That's pretty high.
So, yeah.
Take a bite of your sub.
No, I'm good.
Oh my God. I feel like I smell like your weird sub now that I ate half.
It's not a weird sub.
It's weird. It's weird sub.
It's not a weird sub.
It's meat, cheese, onion, that's mustard, it. Mayo.
That's it.
It's a little bit of an odd sub order.
Okay, well, I'm not going to like, the thing is you said, what do you want? And so I sit down, when I'm ordering Jimmy John's, I sit there for like 2 minutes customizing everything. And I'm not going to sit down and do every custom thing.
But Josh went and fixed it and it's obvious that he just was like, duplicate.
Well, that's what it was in your order.
No, I had lettuce on mine.
We'll go back to the drawing board.
This is nothing without lettuce. Were the words that were uttered when the subs arrived. I had to order. I have a niece and nephew, and one time I had to run into Subway and order. Like, everyone was in the car, and they were like, I had to go in and get all the sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not making this up a little bit. You go on a podcast, sounds like people are making stuff up. I had to order a sandwich with mayonnaise and olives.
Ew.
That's it. I had to look this Subway worker in the eye and be like, that next sub, follow me here.
Like no meat.
Mayonnaise and black olives.
Bro.
And they had a little panic button that was calling under the thing. That's like
code for like empty your cash register right now.
Right when I was like,
this guy's a psychopath.
We were just talking about that at Thanksgiving. I was like, why were you eating subs like that?
Can you even call it a sub?
Yeah, I don't know what you...
Yeah,
it's a submarine sandwich.
What's the essence of a sub? Just go ahead and say it.
Bread. extended bread. And bread and cheese.
So a PB&J is a sub.
Sure.
Extended bread,
dude.
Submarine roll.
Oh, like a loaf.
A hoagie.
That's what a submarine is!
No, that's a loaf?
What'd you call me?
Aloof. Oh.
Ooh.
Ooh, word of the day.
Hey.
You're being very aloof.
How dare you? I don't even know to be offended. I don't even know the...
I don't really know.
It's pronounced Olaf.
Oh.
Yeah.
But speaking of being aloof, I actually think, speaking of being aloof.
Really?
Yeah. So, what's the definition of aloof?
Anthony's probably better at it, but it's like...
No, it's that gesture. If you open so your dictionary...
Hair, they do their hair like
it's
this.
It's a gif of...
It's like, so it's like
waving.
Is it kind of like mysterious or like
no.
not friendly it's, or forthcoming, cool and distant,
yeah.
conspicuously uninvolved and uninterested, typically through distaste.
Mm. I always thought aloof was more so like
you're not
also to, just unaware or like comes
you're being
from
very you're being very aloof. You're not getting down to the answer. You're being mysterious.
I walk into mysterious. A salon and say, "Give me aloof."
Mm.
Give me the aloof.
Nice.
I thought
aloof, huh?
But speaking of being aloof,
mm.
there's this YouTuber that goes by the name Dancer One.
Yeah, I know him.
And he snuck into the Bohemian Grove at night.
No way.
Well,
it was like seven days ago or something. Yeah, 7 days ago.
During active meeting?
No.
Oh,
there was like no
off
one there.
Season, baby. Dude, off season.
What's a?
It's like a 30-minute video. It's really creepy.
I
like,
watched
he
it.
He went up to the owl statue. You did watch it?
Yeah.
Dude.
Creepy, man.
Oh.
You know Bohemian
the little,
Grove?
The little,
is this the place where like...
The elites meet?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've heard like a little bit about this.
Yeah.
I heard about the owl statue. That's what I've
yeah.
heard. And somebody went into this
he snuck
like,
in.
Place?
He went like crazy far with it. Like he went like way over the mountain range and like found like an abandoned children's kayak.
Uh-oh.
And then found like a cast iron thing, and there was like a river or something separating Bohemian Grove from this place.
Okay.
And he like paddled across it at night using this thing and like went in there and was like sneaking around. He went into some of the buildings, and he went into this one building. All the lights were on, but no one was there.
Oh my gosh.
And it had this creepy look. Did you see the thing? It was like this creepy looking, I don't even know how to describe it.
No, it was like that. You're talking about the stone structure?
No, it was like in the room. It was like that Maybe giant mannequin up. Thing that looked like a weird clown demon goblin.
Oh, weird.
How really elitist weird. Is it to leave all the lights on in off season and just waste energy?
Yeah, for real.
They can afford it, I think.
I did see like that, like the one little bowl that had
yeah,
the
in front
owl.
Of the owl statue.
Yeah, like
yeah.
what they said is like for blood.
Yeah,
blood.
Yeah. There's like a iron bowl with two owls on each side of it in front of the giant owl statue.
Scary.
And then the pit where they light the fire and do the mock sacrifice. But it was weird. The owl was also made out of like plaster or something.
Really?
The owl statue? Yeah, because he knocked on it. It was hollow. Hmm. And you can go behind it and go up inside the owl.
No way.
Yeah, there's stairs. Yeah. It was creepy.
But is
it was
that also tall creepy. That there's Whoa. Stairs?
Oh, yeah. It's like, I think it's like 20 or 30 feet tall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what was really creepy is the couple times throughout the video, you heard what sounded like humans doing owl noises. That's what the way he was like describing it. It was just like a...
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm saying owls, no good.
I don't like it. No.
That's so. I saw a video like that with a guy exploring an abandoned Disney property. Did you ever see
oh,
that?
Oh, yeah, the
video?
Island.
Yeah, the island.
Yeah.
I honestly, my first thought is just like, I am not brave enough
no.
for this activity. Kayaking at night alone, any body of water. I wouldn't take a bath in my house if the lights were off. I don't trust the water.
True.
Right away. Yeah. If it is dark, the water is no longer trustworthy.
Water bad.
Water bad.
Dark.
No!
Water bad. But when he was leaving, he was like leaving in a panic because like a light turned on, like a security light.
Okay.
And then he's like, oh crap, where's my kayak and stuff? And like he thought I placed it somewhere. He found it, but it was like blanketed with fog when he was leaving.
Oh my gosh.
And like he couldn't see like a foot in front of him while paddling out. And I'm just like,
no thanks.
What a little adventurer.
Yeah.
That probably brave. Helped him though. You know, if you're trying to get away, like if someone flipped a light yeah. on and you're trying to dip, having that fog could have kept him from getting got.
But he didn't go into like a lot of the buildings. I wish that. He would have.
I know. I wonder if there are like children in there or something.
Whoa. Okay.
What?
Yeah. <that's>
Or maybe a buffet or something. I don't know.
Oh, wait, camera. Scary.
Yeah. So... Creepy stuff.
Or a buffet.
What are they hiding in there?
They go into the kitchen though, and it was huge.
Did it have like top tier appliances?
I guess it's like this industrial grade.
That would be a fantastic like YouTube account if you went to like really interesting places and you explored the least interesting thing about it. You know what I mean? Okay, guys, I'm here. I'm gonna go check out all these cupboards.
Like you sneak into like the Great Pyramids, but then you like just go to the gift shop when it's like closed
the whole time.
This is crazy.
Oh, this is interesting. So they sort the shirts by sizes. Starts with the larger ones.
Oh, and look at this. They do child size as well. Interesting.
Fascinating. There's like mysterious stuff going on in the background.
Yeah. People like are the transporting. The pyramid's like glowing and stuff. And you're just like,
look at this. Mm.
UFOs are just gassing up.
$16? That seems like it's too much. Thanks for following my YouTube channel.
Did you see that kid, though, recently that climbed the pyramid?
No.
Illegally, obviously, because you're not allowed to climb
the
pyramid.
Okay, I'm conflating stories. Didn't an actor, the 30 Seconds to Mars guys, just climbed like the Empire State Building.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Not the pyramid.
What?
Sorry. That's close.
Climbing, high things.
People.
Okay, guy climbed the pyramid. What happened?
No, he climbed it, and it's illegal. Like, if you get caught, it's like up to 15 years in prison there, or five or 15.
They're hiding something.
But he got up there and like did the whole video and stuff. But he was smart. And while he was recording, it was being downloaded onto a server somewhere else. And so we got back down, and the authorities said, just delete the footage and we'll let you go. He's like, sure. Boom. But then
Wow. Genius.
Nice.
Yeah. Did he see anything cool?
Nothing I'm aware of.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, and then he had like there's a portal on the top or something.
He's climbing. He's like, this feels like really clammy. It's cheese.
It just deflates like
Despicable Me style.
No!
Oh, man.
Did you see, you know Graham Hancock?
Oh.
He did the...
Tell me something he did.
He's like the investigative journalist, but he like does a lot of stuff of like a lot of our history is not accurate.
Oh, okay.
He talks a lot about like civilizations before the flood and stuff and like how technologically advanced and all that stuff.
I heard about him from y'all.
Oh, cool.
You're welcome.
But he was on a podcast talking about, it was like back in the 80s or something, he was allowed to, in fact, climb the pyramid with like a group or something. It was like for something. And he got up there, and at the top of the pyramid, he saw etched in the stone, it said A. Hancock. I think it was A. Hancock.
Huh.
He's like, that's wild because my grandfather was like Arthur Hancock or something. He was in Egypt at one point in his life, and then he went back and found one of his grandfather's journals, and it said A. Hancock in the day or the year, and he's like, "That's when my grandpa was in Egypt." And he looked in his journal, and he says, "Today I climbed the Great Pyramid."
Oh my gosh!
Whoa.
Wow,
crazy!
The invisible thread.
That's wild, dude.
Yeah,
and he stinking defaced it.
You know what? I want that guy in prison.
You know what?
Straight to jail.
The pyramid seems like begging to be climbed.
I know.
Oh, right? Definitely.
It's like built to be climbed.
Well, this kid did it in 15 minutes.
It's
huge. Yeah,
I
because
am
it's
not
just like,
shocked.
It's like it's just so easy.
Like Rocky Balboa would have done it in like 5 minutes.
Probably.
15 minutes.
Yeah.
I have some skewed idea of the height of these things.
Dude, no, it's huge though. I mean, it's like, 300 feet or something?
Well, he's probably booking it. Because he doesn't want to get in trouble. So he's probably like scooting, I would think. But
a little parkour.
When they're like,
parkour.
Hey.
He's wearing moon shoes or something, right?
Yeah.
The Great Pyramid of Giza is 455 feet.
There That's like the drop on Splash Mountain.
All of his Disney stats.
Here we go.
You guys know Buddy the Elf's favorite sandwich?
He does say it in the movie.
He says it in the movie.
Yeah.
Meat, cheese, and onions. What?
No lettuce.
I want him to keep hitting us with random funny facts he never says.
What is it? I
don't
can't
know
think.
Either.
The sandwich?
Yeah, I can't remember.
You
the
don't
sandwich.
Know.
He doesn't say.
No,
it.
No, I made
it.
Yeah,
he made it
up.
Oh,
it's all the big joke.
I thought you
guys.
Were,
it was. Come on.
We're so literal in our Christmas costumes.
Actually, I can't remember.
I thought it was a club sandwich.
Oh, but speaking of the pyramids.
Yeah.
We got an ad. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. It's cold outside. And you know what you need when it's cold outside? Maybe beanies? Sweatshirts?
Yes.
Crew necks?
Maybe.
But guess what? You get them all customized at Sunday Cool. Customized hoodies, beanies, crew necks, all that stuff. And we do other stuff too, like t-shirts, stickers, hats, all that fun stuff at SundayCool.com.
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 That.
No.
That was my Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That was it?
Yeah.
I think I did the count from Sesame Street. SundayCool.com.
Go now!
Nice.
Nice.
Dude, I have a quick fun story.
Tell it.
Yeah, but
tell it.
Wasn't the ad fun?
Yeah, I really can't believe you did that accent at the end. That was really impressive.
Well, it was because of Anthony and his accent
yeah.
that inspired me to do my accent.
Absolutely, and I really appreciate both of you for doing that.
Yeah, interesting. You have a story?
I have a story.
Andrew has a story.
Have you guys heard of, like, you guys know, like, the Santa tracker that, like, kids yeah. pull up and you get to watch where Santa is?
You serious, Clark?
The NAS?
Do you think Santa is actually, like, on house arrest and he's only allowed to leave that one day?
One day.
Yeah, what do you
that's
do how, wrong?
That's why we have the tracker on him.
It's like that the...
What did Santa do wrong?
That's how we get the information.
That's a really good theory, dude.
That's the... That's very,
wow.
Have like, you guys heard the conspiracy theory that Santa's actually a mastermind criminal and he's on house arrest? And the only way we can track him with the Santa tracker is because he wears an ankle bracelet that is tracking his every move.
And he's actually just a magical superhero that did a lot of wrong. And now, like, just like he's agreed to do one day a year to act as this really nice guy.
It's yeah. the government, the yeah. government throws him in a quadri drive.
Yeah.
And he zips around the world. Quandary, quadrer,
I have
quadrilateral
no
drive.
I was lost for a second.
The, the what do you call it?
Yeah, the first thing we talked about.
Yeah, I don't know how to.
What's
how
a quandary?
Say. What would the gravity space
the,
bubble?
The space
yeah,
bubble.
Gravity.
That's what it was called?
The I thought it was Alcubierre. Like, Alcubierre.
Yeah. Alcubierre.
Alcubierre.
Hey, Cuberry. Alcubierre. Right.
Cool. Okay, fun story. Santa tracker.
Santa tracker.
It's in your defense, it's hard to listen to me because all I see is a tiny version of you in the camera, and all you see is the camera. So
yeah.
Anyways, yeah, the Santa tracker. Do you guys know where that came from?
I thought we just figured that out.
I nope. do not actually know where it came from.
So there was Sears and Roebuck, like way back in the day, what became, you know, Sears department store. They used to run an ad in their magazine and it was like, call this number and you can talk to Santa. But one year they misprinted the phone number and they actually put the phone number for NORAD, which is the North American Aerospace Defense Command.
All right. Whoa.
And so the first person who called, it's a kid who calls. It's like, Santa? And he's like, who is this? How'd you get this number? It's like pretty aggressive. And then the kid's like crying, hands the phone back to mom, and she like explains what happened. He says who he is, but says, give me 1 second. He literally goes, immediately gets like three other people to get on the lines. He's like, something happened. We're going to get ready for this. He's like, can you put your kid back on the phone? And then he goes and he's like, sorry about that. Things are really stressful over here in the North Pole. And he literally plays it. He plays the character for the kids' sake.
No way.
And now every year they do this thing where they track Santa for the kids. But it all started with a misprint by the Sears and Roebuck catalog.
That is so funny.
Well, I can imagine that they know where Santa is with all their technology.
Yeah. I would say so.
Yeah.
How many times did that guy get a call that day? What?
Listen.
Is it Santa?
You quit. You kids quit calling here.
Trying to prank call.
Yeah, I thought that was crazy.
That is crazy.
That is wild.
Did I tell you guys that I came here with something to share with the group?
Anthony show and tell.
Anthony show and tell. Anthony show and tell. Here we go, Anthony.
Your thing was totally blocking the
I just needed the sound. No, I had a, it's about a Christmas movie. Oh. I had a thing. I had like a fan theory about a Christmas movie.
Okay.
I'm in.
There's two of them and they're both from the movie Home Alone.
Nice.
Ooh. Home Alone. The first one is my favorite one. I'll start with my not favorite one. My not favorite one is that John Candy is the devil in that movie. Because when Kevin's mom walks up to the airport, like person working at the airport, she says, I would sell my soul to the devil to get home. And that's when John Candy shows up.
Interesting.
And apparently, it's like a recurring theme when people make deals with the devil. I'm doing air quotes, but I have bunny ears so you can't see. Do a deal with the devil. You like don't get anything out of the deal. That's
right.
The ultimate like thing. And she gets home just minutes before her family gets home. So if she would have just got on the airplane, she would have got home same time her family did. But she made a deal with the devil.
Oh,
so she gained nothing.
Sheboygan players or whatever. Poka, poka, poka. So there's that's my first theory.
Jeez.
Wow.
John Candy
is the devil.
Is the No, I'm alone.
That's interesting.
Second theory is that Kevin McAllister ends up being Jigsaw.
I've seen that one.
And it's what? Because he loves to torture people. That's why he never tries to contact the police when he's aware that his house is like under attack.
Yeah, think about all the traps
he, like,
setting up and everything.
Sets all these traps to like Whoa. Torture these two wet bandits.
That's a good theory. I think that's a lot of fun because I saw someone recently. There's a podcast called Confused Breakfast, and it's just a movie podcast that I've been listening to recently. They're super funny, but they talked about how the old man in Home Alone, the first one,
yeah,
is actually like a serial killer.
Yeah.
But they just people just don't know because they in the video in the movie they say like we called everyone on the block and no one's answering and they know he's home because they mentioned that like and so but he wasn't called and so like they don't trust him. You tell him, hey, my son's home alone, then guess what? You know, some might
well Buzz one. Also said that he takes the bodies and turns them into salt and that's what he's sprinkling.
He throws out the trash snow.
Can. Oh, that's yeah. In, that's in Home oh, Alone. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So and then at the very end then he comes in and literally kills the wet bandits.
Yeah.
But golly.
Kill him, but
yeah, technically.
I don't think
yeah.
he literally killed
no,
him.
No, not literally kill him.
They show up in the
literally shows
one.
Up and almost kills him. Yeah. But yeah, I think that's like that. I think that's a completely plausible theory.
Whoa.
Spooky.
Yeah.
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na. That's wild.
Yeah.
I have to ponder that.
And it's Chris Columbus directed it. Yeah. Who did Harry Potter.
Oh my gosh. Our and famous. Enslaved a whole race.
Nope. Different Chris.
Oh, no, no, no.
But you know what time it is.
Question corner, question corner, question corner with Lily. Where the questions are fresh on her mind. Ho, ho.
I am getting increasingly oh. more oh. insecure in this segment.
Oh, why?
You.
Like, you had no idea.
Oh, no, why would I
why
do that?
Why should never?
Oh. Okay, here's my question.
Okay.
Which two Christmas movie characters would you like to see fight to the death? They could be leads and they could be fringe
Christmas
characters.
Movie characters?
Yeah, they have to be part of a
oh,
Christmas movie.
Oh, man, that's a good question, Will.
Okay, I got mine.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Mine would be the Abominable Snowman.
From the Rudolph Claymation?
The Claymation, yeah.
And the Grinch.
Oh, Clash of the Titans.
Of about. Who are you picking?
I feel like the Grinch has some tricks. He also seems very durable.
He's very flexible in the movie. Watch.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just
very flexible.
Any two Christmas characters.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm also going to do the Grinch, but I'm going to put the Grinch up against Jack Black from The Holiday. Just because I think right. the dialogue would be epic.
Nice.
He's not a particularly aggressive character, but I love that.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
What about you?
You go. I'm late right now.
Do you want Lil to go first?
No, I'll pick. Rudolph.
Okay.
And John McClane from Die Hard.
I was gonna say Die Hard. I didn't.
Rudolph.
I was gonna say Die Hard.
It just doesn't seem very fair.
I literally was gonna say Macaulay Culkin and Bruce Willis.
That actually would be a
that
fun
actually,
one.
But
if it were locked in a tower.
In his house.
Yep.
Oh,
he gets his
my.
House.
He gets his house.
No, he gets the whole tower.
It's oh, like he gets to rig the whole
like
tower?
Dad's tower? Tower or something
That's
like that.
A good fight.
Dude. I know.
Okay.
Now you come up with a different one.
That is brilliant, though. That needs to happen.
That's the movie. That's I think it's like Macaulay Culkin's at a business party or something at the, like his dad's like tower.
Yeah.
And then like just gets left laid and he gets left there overnight. And he's like, oh, I'm just going to crash here. And then
right.
the break in.
Right.
To John McClane, baby. And it's like over in 5 minutes.
Okay. Just, the two I want to see fight to the death are Bernard from the Santa Claus.
Nice.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger from Jingle All the Way.
Nice. Nice.
Because Bernard has magic powers.
I like Bernard just because I think Arnold's going to underestimate him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
100%. That's a David and Goliath
but
situation.
But he's the oldest elf.
You're nothing but
Bernard,
an elf.
He knows
you're
a lot.
You're only a little elf.
Of course I will beat you.
Look at you and your pointy ears. You fool.
That's good.
Is that weird seeing the Grinch do the Arnold Schwarzenegger?
I quote Jingle All the Way probably the most during Christmas.
He's in my house. He's eating my cookies. Put the cookie down.
Put the cookie down.
Down. I'm so tired of this Turbo Man doll.
Every line really he Arnold. Says.
Do you do a really good Arnold.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
That's amazing.
That's really good.
I think it's your costume. That's
yeah. I think, yeah. The, yes. It looks
I can only do Arnold Schwarzenegger when I'm dressed as the Grinch.
You can do any impersonation as long as you're wearing that. Do Oprah.
And you would kill it on
what
SNL.
If that do is, Oprah.
Yeah, do it.
Everybody gets a
what?
Wow.
Andy.
Oprah.
That's amazing.
I was transported just now.
Now do Xi Jinping.
I was fully ready for something to happen there.
That would be a great magical power that you got. You put on a very elaborate Grinch costume.
Yeah.
Hey, that was a good question.
I'm talented, but as long as I have Thank 9 hours of makeup.
That was a good question, and you had the best answer ready to go. I'm obsessed with that idea. I'm going to be thinking about that.
Yeah.
Because it's just so low-hanging.
I feel like I answered way too fast. Mine's too cliche.
You know what, though? This group needed that.
All right.
Because the rest of us were still thinking.
I was the foundation to build upon.
That's right. Somebody has to go first.
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah.
We couldn't be here without you.
Yeah.
All look right. What you did.
You're that penguin that gets eaten by the killer whales.
As a sacrifice.
Someone's got to go first.
All right.
And on the way down, the penguin's like, oh, this wasn't a good idea.
I will be the sacrificial penguin. Forever.
Nice.
Nice. Song? Cup? Cup of...
I thought you were asking. My heart jumped for a second. I was like, we're doing another
Wait,
song?
Another one?
Wait, what?
I didn't know about this.
What the heck are you talking about?
I don't like this.
What are you talking about? Waddle, waddle!
Do one that you like. Or don't one, just do the next one.
One man.
Why did I think Lily was
toxic
Joseph
one man
for the first little while?
Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, here we go.
Do Rock That Body.
I got a feeling.
Okay, yeah.
I got a feeling.
Ooh, that Andrew has a real... That Andrew has a reel.
It's just, let's watch this reel.
Hey.
That'll work.
Let's watch it now.
Oh. Hey.
Sound is very important on this one. Have
this
you guys,
sounds important.
You guys,
Joshua.
What?
Have you guys heard of a theremin?
A theremin?
It's an instrument.
What'd you call me?
A theremin.
Invented in 1920.
That's the fuel for the thing.
Marty, we gotta find a theremin.
A theremin. The rarest carbon.
Is that how we're gonna gas it?
A theremin.
There's a finger you can move your phone. Your phone.
Your phone. Your phone.
You can move your phone like that.
All right, we ready?
No, wait.
How did you send it to me?
Here, I'll just show you on my phone too.
Instagram?
Okay.
Instagram.
All right, you guys ready? Volume matters. I just think this is the coolest instrument in the world.
All right, 3, 2, 1, click it. I'm sorry, what? What is she playing?
Yeah, what is she even touching?
Electric currents.
What?
That's what I sound like when I sing.
It's true. Whoa.
That's incredibly impressive.
That's like insane.
What? Dude, that would fuel that thing, though.
That thing would. And the American Sign Language she's doing.
Yes. She's just
guys,
saying.
She's signing. She's asking for help right now.
Oh, how to make a space bubble so we can travel 6 trillion miles in the blink of an eye.
Oh, your instrument.
But
so
I'm hiding from the government. That's why I'm doing sign language.
Help, help,
help, please. I'm at this address.
That's wild.
Was that Ethereum?
It says the theremin was one of the first electronic instruments invented in 1920. It's the only musical instrument controlled entirely without physical contact.
That's insane.
It's like tripping me out.
What does it do to your body?
I know. Is she just getting electrocuted?
This performer died of cancer 2 years later.
Really?
No.
Oh. Dude, I got zapped the other day. It's so dumb.
You got Zach?
Cutting wallpaper with a... box cutter,
uh-huh.
And I went into the light switch.
Oh, That's a bad one.
It hurts so bad.
That's crazy.
That's never happened to me before.
That's a bad one.
Hey!
I was in high school and I was watching my movie and I was going to turn off the hallway light and I go over and I'm watching the movie. I'm just reaching for the light and I didn't know the light switch cover was taken off of it.
Oh my gosh.
And so I reach back and I put my finger and I'm reaching around and then no joke, it got stuck between the two screws or whatever. And dude, I literally just like held on and I was like, and I fell. It was terrible, dude. That's the last time I ever got electrocuted. It was terrible.
If somebody touches you while it's happening to you, do they?
Yeah. You have to drop kick them. You have to drop kick them.
Yeah.
Have you seen that video of that guy that walks into a gas station and gets electrocuted?
I don't think so.
Dude, no. Wildest thing. So it's a CCTV footage, and a guy walks in, and there's this old man just sitting there, drinking some coffee at the gas station. Guy walks in, goes back to the to get a drink, grabs the door,
oh my gosh,
and just freezes. The guy, no joke, jumps up and just drop kicks him or hits him with something. I can't remember, but I've seen people where they drop kick him, and that's what disconnects them, and they let go. Golly.
In the back of that same video, you can see Andy eating a taquito at the gas station.
As everyone's looking away, I'm just sneaking out with rollers.
This is why I always come here. Stuff like this.
Listen, let's give it up for this guy that saved the life, man.
That's so cool.
All right. My mouth's full of food. He's pushing all these corn nuts into my duffel bag.
Takis coming out of his shirt every way.
Hey, just keep giving it up. Let everyone look over there.
Dude, how long do you think one of those roller dogs can healthily stay on that roller?
Oh, easily.
Healthily.
I can tell
3 weeks.
I can tell you an actual answer.
Okay.
You know?
Well, it was years ago. We were going on a camping trip to North Carolina, and it was the night before we went to Walmart to get some stuff. No. Yeah. It was the night before, and we stopped in 7-Eleven, and we grabbed some taquitos off the rollers. And the dude's like, you can just keep them. They've been up for about 2 days now. And I'm like, dope, free taquitos.
Oh, no.
Mistake.
You got sick?
Not did I only get sick. We were supposed to wake up at 5 in the morning to start the drive. We didn't leave until 8 because I was stuck on the toilet just going.
Oh, my God.
I was the only one that ate them. Everyone else is like, eh. I'm like, they're free, man.
Hey, God, dude, come on.
It's like me at the airport sushi.
Yeah. So I think two days.
Oh, yeah.
The rollers.
You know, you can buy a roller on Amazon for pretty cheap.
We should just keep one in here.
You imagine going to someone's house and there's just a roller with a bunch of dogs.
Dude, a mid-show taquito?
That'd be epic.
If we got one in here and we just throw in some hot dogs in the morning for lunch, they're already cooked. We're ready to go.
I'll bring in some condiments.
Slow cook them.
Yeah.
You could go to Sam's Club and get a case of hot dogs, and they'd be out before the end of the day.
We're on to something.
Can we make a human-sized roller?
I'm sure.
I really feel like that would be the best way to sleep, like in a sleeping bag or something.
Yeah.
You're just being constantly rolled. You know, just like.
Your obsession with gas station food is deeper than I thought.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm just saying, I want to bring it home with me.
In a taquito roller.
I mean,
you
why not?
Be the taquito.
I just want to feel something.
I had I had a similar situation. This is actually my very first improv comedy tour. We were driving out to California. I was young, and I was wanting to be cool and look like I traveled, but I had not traveled a whole lot at that point.
Look at you now.
I know. Look at me now. Take it in. So we're driving and we go to Arby's is our first stop. And at the time, I don't know if they still were doing the 5 for $5 deal. Do you guys remember that at Arby's where you got 5 things for $5? And so I got.
I thought that was Wendy's.
That's a 4 for $4.
Arby's.
Oh, that's the 4 for $4.
That's the 4 for $4. Arby's has the 5.
Actually, Arby's has the 5 for $5. You idiots.
I've only been in the ones that are attached to the Wawa's, but just kidding. They would never be attached to Wawa because they provide their own food. So we go. I get the 5 for $5. Yeah. I get 2 Arby's sandwiches,
okay,
2 curly fries, and a Jamocha shake. And that. The guys I'm with have traveled to do comedy more, so they got a normal sandwich. We're driving to California, and I was like, what is wrong with you guys? Your sandwich was more expensive than my 5 for $5. And I'm just housing horsey sauce and curly fries and a Jamocha shake, and I made it 15 minutes down the road.
Oh no.
And was like, they were like, hey, we really gotta we gotta get to California by a certain time, we don't have a lot of wiggle room. And I was like, guys, I think I gotta stop. And they were like, well, if you wait a little bit, we'll get gas. then I was like, I don't know that I'm going to make it though a little bit. And so I was just like, again, I'm trying to be cool. And so I like tried it and I was like, gotta stop. And I just like opened the door and hurled all my five for five out the door.
What a waste of money.
Well, this whole time I thought you had to poop. So you had to throw up.
It was the other end.
Oh, thank goodness. Golly, I was just like, you're gonna be pooping right with all your friends.
No, it did not. I vomited.
But that's a tough move to go back into the car after you've just thrown up and just, all right, we're good to go.
Right.
Okay.
Anybody got a napkin? No. Cool. It's fine. I could stand this.
You've been through a lot and no one else has been through what you've been through. So you're trying to like talk about it. Nobody cares. Nobody's been through it.
And no one wants to talk about it.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, just forget about it. Let's just get to California.
Yeah, I know. You threw up.
It's like, quit apologizing, man. No, I'm serious. I'm sorry, though.
But it was a lot.
It's enough.
My tummy is grumbly.
Is anyone else hungry?
Speaking of five for five. No. I have a story that this is the first time I've heard of it this week, mm-hmm. and it's wild, and I shared it with Andrew this morning, so he could probably help me with some stuff because it's dense.
Okay.
There's a lot of information.
Okay.
But I'm going to try to do a quick and minimal reading because when I read it, I start getting confused. Naturally.
Naturally, when I read,
like everyone
does. I get confused.
They say
like everyone.
You guys get it. I do a terrible job with notes. I'm trying to get better, but
you're doing.
I highlight.
You need to get an iPad, dude.
Yeah,
that would be dope.
That would be dope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imitating.
Do it on an Apple Watch. So, guys, speaking of five for five, have you guys ever heard of the couple Nicholas and Helena Rorick?
No.
No.
Not ringing a bell.
I have.
Andrew has
not. My goal is to be able to say yes when you say that one time, but no.
One day. But so they were this couple, very smart couple from the early 1900s. They were born, I think, in the 1800s. But Nicholas, they're ex-Russian patriots, right?
Okay.
So this is the time of Soviet Russia, and they weren't on board with the communist thing, so they fled to the U.S. But he was a archaeologist and a very famous painter, and his wife was a philosopher and translator.
What?
Whoa.
Multi-talented everybody.
But what's weird about them is that they were like world-renowned mystics.
What?
Right? So they were like very much a part of like the occult and like mysticism and like all this weird stuff.
Yeah, okay. Supernatural stuff.
Excuse me.
Water break. Google.
But in the 1920s, they had American sponsors to go to Tibet, to what was not officially written down, but that's what people are saying they went there for, was to look for the lost city or hidden city of Shambhala, which is a city talked about in myths from India, China, Mongolia. All these countries talk about this city called Shambhala.
Okay.
Which is a city that is in the hollow earth.
Oh, boy.
And supposedly this city is ruled by godlike people that possess knowledge and technology that far surpasses what we know.
I know where this is going.
It's called, that's Wakanda.
Yeah. But it kind of is like it, though.
Right. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. So they were just looking for Wakanda.
Nearly rhyme.
Imbobop. Right? Is that what they do? Yeah.
Imbobop. I don't know.
Imbobop.
Mbappe.
I think that's
Imbobop.
It.
Mbappe. I don't know.
Mbappe.
Mbappe. I don't know.
Hansen. Mbop.
Oh yeah,
they transition to that.
Scuba da bop bop.
Kind of just huge fans of Hanson.
Scuba da bop bop.
I have an idea for a jingle, our little chant.
All right, so they were going to the Himalayas in Tibet, and it was going to be a 5-year journey, and they covered a total of like 15,000 uncharted paths, roads, and stuff like that. So big journey. So it was Nicholas, Helena. Their son, who was very known for his war knowledge, and so he was going to protect them. You know,
what?
Oh, he's an older son.
older son.
My head went to like a little kid, like the babysitter called out the last second.
Nicholas and Helena, they're probably like in their 60s. Maybe
that makes sense.
70s.
They've done a whole bunch of stuff.
Oh,
there you go.
Yeah.
And which one's the son? Got to be the foreground, right? The hat.
Yeah, the hat guy.
He looks like an adventurer.
Oh, yeah. And then a crew of five.
Okay.
And the reason they had this big group and the son came was because Tibet was a war-torn country at this point. Because I forget what the Chinese dynasty that was currently or was happening at the time. It fell. So they no longer had control of Tibet.
Mm.
So Tibet was full of like warlords and bandits and stuff. And if you're caught as a foreigner in Tibet, you're either enslaved, tortured, or killed.
All right. Likely.
One of those three, like guarantee. So they...
You can Tibet on it.
You can Tibet on that.
I bet they can.
So they did this journey, right? And this is where it gets weird. They were followed the whole time by American, British, and Russian spies.
Yes.
So they were being tailed the whole time by three countries. Like the government said, follow these people.
This is literally like Indiana Jones.
But the purpose of them going, what was said, was for him to study Tibetan culture.
Mm.
But yet they were still followed by Soviet, U.S., and British spies. They go and, you know, they're going through the Himalayas, all this stuff. And then he wrote in his journal, Nicholas, there was this incident to where they saw this giant black eagle. And then right above this black eagle, he said the whole party saw it. This was in the 1920s, was a giant silver craft above it, just hovering silently.
Birds are spies.
Huh? Birds are spies. Yeah.
If it flies, it spies.
Yes.
And he described it oval shape, and it was like this, the seamless, and it was hovering, and it was moving in, or like erratically, you know, super fast, and then it just took off.
Okay.
Erotically.
Erotically. No.
What other color do eagles come in?
I don't know.
The bald ones.
Red, white, and blue?
Oh.
Hey. No, so they saw this thing.
That was my eagle sound, by the way.
And he described it as a UFO, but this was like 24 years before UFOs were like even talked about.
Yeah, wow.
And then he wrote, he started having visions of this city. And the myth is the closer you get to Shambhala, the city actually infiltrates your mind.
Yikes.
To where you can start seeing glimpses of this city.
Whoa.
Oh, I forgot to say too, the only reason that they went on this journey in the first place is that Helena was having visions in America of Shambhala and like this godlike person saying like, come to Shambhala.
That makes sense.
She's calling
her. She's a mystic.
And then Nicholas started receiving these visions. So that's why they went. But after this UFO encounter,
it's like really good marketing, isn't it?
The
God calling them to the city.
Is that what's happening?
Could be. I also was kind of like thinking, like, I wonder if he really did, or if he was just his wife was just talking about it a lot, and he was like, "No, I saw the vision too. Yeah,
yeah. Okay, I saw it
last night in my dream.
What do you want me to say?
What did it look like? Just like yours? Whatever just you said.
Exactly like
it
yours.
Was weird. It was the same as the one you had.
How did you describe it again?
I'm just thinking about like these people that like are managing the city or whatever, and you know how like different states will put out like commercials or something like visit Montana or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like you're walking through the jungle and all of a sudden you have this like ad in your brain of like, this is what the city looks like.
A brain
like.
Ad.
Yeah, it's like
a mid-roll brain ad.
Their marketing team is like, how do we get people?
Like, how do we start utilizing this whole brain thing happening? Yeah. It's like, I don't know, run an ad or something.
You know what we're really missing is tourism.
Gosh, mid-roll brain. What if you're just like, I got to tell my brother how much I care about him. Pause. Las Vegas. Come on out.
How long do you think it is before until we get advertisements in our dreams?
Well, probably when everyone has like a Neuralink thing.
I don't in our dreams?
You don't think there's...
I feel like...
Yeah. Oh, that in it's your like, dream.
In your dreams, pal.
Burned him.
But after this UFO encounter...
Yeah, sorry.
They went further into the Himalayas, mm-hmm. and the whole party disappeared for 12 months. And so the Russians, the Soviets, the Americans and British, they all just assumed they were dead. They were gone for a full year.
They lost. They didn't see where they went?
No.
They're bad
gone.
Spies.
They are bad spies.
They reemerge after 12 months. Five of the seven in the party died.
They came back.
Only the Roricks survived.
They came back dead.
But not the
they
sun?
They emerged
no,
dead,
the sun did.
Or they never came
five
back?
Five of seven, then
sorry,
at least
no.
Two.
The son, father, mother came back alive.
It's the bond of family that kept them together.
And when they were questioned, they said, oh, we were captured, and we were in a prison camp in Tibet for 5 months. And they said, well, what about the remaining
seven months?
Yeah, yeah.
And no clear answer. So they went back to the U.S., and the mission for what their purpose was deemed not good. You didn't do a good job. We didn't accomplish what we needed to.
Yeah, right.
But they accomplished something because the sponsors that sponsored them to go were so well pleased that they ended up getting Franklin D. Roosevelt to sign a thing for them to go back to Tibet. And he was encouraged by, what's his face? His name is Henry A. Wallace, who was a vice president
okay.
of FDR. But before he was vice president of FDR, he was the Secretary of Agriculture, United States Secretary of Agriculture.
Yeah.
And the purpose of them going back was to study the erosion of plants in Central Asia.
Sure.
So they funded the Roricks to go back, who, by their job title, or like what they study in, plants is not like their thing. You know, archaeologist, painter,
philosopher, mystic.
You know, it's like, it's weird.
War expert.
So they go back, but this time they're going for the plants, but they're really going for this thing. One, to find Shambhala again, maybe.
Right, right.
Or to find the, how do you say this? The Chintamani stone, which is basically the Eastern version of the Philosopher's Stone.
Whoa.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I like how you said a very reasonable word, and then you said a Harry Potter word. And we all were like, now
I get it.
Chintamali what now? Oh, philosopher.
Chris Columbus. Back all
Whoa.
Oh.
Here's where it gets crazy.
Here is where?
Again.
Oh, good.
It keeps getting crazier. They go in, still being followed by Soviets, U.S., British, because they obviously found something the first time, right? Otherwise, why would the president of the United States sign off on them going
right,
back?
Right.
Well,
erosion's a big issue, though.
It is very big, especially in Tibet.
We need more info.
But they disappeared for another 3 months in the mountains.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And this time, how many died?
I don't know.
That's the end of their story?
No.
Oh.
They came back after 3 months. And what Nicholas wrote in his journal was that during his travels, they came across this very remote Buddhist temple in the Himalayas.
Okay.
And he walked in, and it said the abbot of the temple, which I guess is just like the keeper of the temple, saw him. And what Andrew saw and read was that Nicholas had a freckle pattern or something that would have matched up to what he believed would be the next Dalai Lama.
Oh.
So like
that's
the new reincarnation of Dalai Lama.
Right, right, right.
And so he instantly, no questions asked, brought over to him a pillow with a veil over it, and under the veil was a black stone. Which was, in fact, from the stories, the... Wow. Chintamani stone.
I got a lot of freckles.
Yeah. Maybe you're the Dolly. Mark the deli.
Oh.
Sweet ham. I'm gonna stop.
I'm gonna stop. Barely started, but I'm gonna stop.
Chintamani stone. You guys, the Chintamani stone.
Yeah.
But supposedly the stone, when the abbot handed him the stone,
huh?
He said, What did he say? He said, know how to use it and how not to misuse it.
Mm.
Very deep.
Yeah, yeah.
And then on the stone, Nicholas says that there was something inscribed on it in Sanskrit, right?
Like yeah.
The one of the first languages. And it says, through the stars I come, I bring the chalice covered with the shield within it. I bring a treasure, the gift of Orion.
Mm.
Really weird. But supposedly...
Getting into some Men in Black territory.
Mm. Mm.
Orion's belt. The cat.
Yeah.
You guys remember that?
No.
The whole universe was in
from
the
Men in Black, but yeah. With...
Rosario Dawson.
Will Smith.
Mm. Will William.
What?
William... The gift of Orion. Go on.
The gift of Orion.
Yeah.
But supposedly this was the Chintamani stone was one of three stones. So it came from space, the Orion belt. And when it entered Earth, it broke into three stones. And supposedly, if you hold this stone, it shows you the way and how to enter Shambhala, the secret city that is run by godlike people, i.e. maybe fallen angels. I don't know.
Yeah.
But also you can see the future and past at the same time. So it's like this like very weird stone.
Did he hold it?
Yeah, he was holding it. He had it for a couple of years. And this is where it gets crazy. Vice President, what's his face? Henry A. Wallace wrote to Nicholas and said, "We await the stone. We welcome you again to this glorious land of destiny."
What?
So he was sent to go get this stone.
Yeah.
Oh.
So Henry A. Wallace is like, "We await the stone."
So you have to wonder if he even cared about the erosion.
You can tell this guy doesn't
care
about erosion.
Wait a second. Hold on, back up.
I'm starting to think this guy doesn't care at all.
There's somebody in the Department of Agriculture that was like legit, like, that'll be really helpful when we get that information.
Yeah.
Because we've been dealing with some erosion, and that would be nice to know what they're working with.
So just one geologist in the back?
Yeah.
Aww, and this guy
shows up under like this very like shrouded entry. Hey, man, did you get those numbers? No, dude.
I keep getting the runaround on these reports.
I'm looking for the erosion numbers.
You got them, right?
Oh, okay.
That is wild. That story is so...
It's not done. I'm sorry. I don't know if you're bored with the story, but it's not done.
I want to know where the other two stones are.
It just entered into some Thanos territory.
Yeah.
Nicholas brought the stone back to that temple.
Was it Nicholas, the Philosopher's Stone? Wasn't it held with Nicholas?
Flamel.
Flamel.
Nicholas, that is actually weird.
Wait,
think about that.
That's weird. Which Nicholas Flamel, you know, is a real person.
I didn't know that, but
yeah.
There were some British spies following those people. Guess where J.K. Rowling's from?
Tibet.
Wait,
I was about to say the island. I mean, the city. I can't remember the name of it.
Shambhala. he brought it back. And he gave it to the abbot, and then the 13th Dalai Lama said, "No one can ever see these stones." And so the Dalai Lama took the three stones and then hid them to where no one could ever find them.
Wow!
It's like, well, then you get it.
Rude.
You get to hang out with them.
Nicholas goes back to the U.S., and so you would deem this mission was a failure, right? Was it? Because as soon as he got back, FDR they signed this new thing called the New Deal. No. the Rorick Pact.
Oh.
Which basically it was a...
Which said if we're not married by the time we're 35.
Yes. It was the Rorick Pact, and it was signed with all the American countries. So
okay.
North America, Central, South America.
Oh, got it. Got it.
And it was this pact basically saying if war ever breaks out, we will never... basically historic sites and stuff are protected. The Rorick Pact played a huge instrumental piece into the foundation of the United Nations.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Weird connection, right?
Yes.
What's even weirder is the flag of the Rorick Pact. It's three circles. Like the three stones.
Wow. This really feels like Harry Potter.
I know, right?
It's crossing into a lot of intellectual properties.
Disney's like, you did what with stones? That's our territory.
What I find is interesting, this is just me, is just like, okay, so before the 1920s and stuff, we didn't really see UFOs. The atom bomb wasn't created. Did they, in fact, reach this place and gain knowledge of how to create the atom bomb?
Bring it back.
Because supposedly Shambhala possessed weapons that far surpassed what we're not capable of creating.
Right.
And so the atom bomb went off after this whole journey.
Right.
The United Nations was founded. Blah, 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 blah. We started seeing UFOs.
Right.
Coincidentally, right after we dropped the atom bomb.
Dude, something else.
Are we losing you, Anthony?
No, I was just thinking it is interesting because I hadn't thought about this before, but the atom bomb really is like such a seismic jump in military technology, right? Yeah, it's like you're like lighting a stick of dynamite saying, fire in the hole, throwing it, and then, which is, I'm sure they were better than that, like World War One, but like, then you have like, the concept of like splitting an atom is like, oh, whoa, that's a pretty big jump. Almost like the pyramids are architecturally, right? Where you're like, oh, you're making nice houses and stuff. That's fine. Oh, that's a 480 foot stone structure with stones that aren't from around. That seems like a big jump.
2 million stones.
From the house that you were putting together, which is great. But I think it's interesting. Yeah.
I found that whole story insane of just like,
That needs to be a movie, dude.
Dude,
that,
I just put this together, though. How many stones were there?
Three.
And how many people survived and came back for the 12-month?
No.
Dun, dun, dun.
No.
Just kidding.
I was like, oh, shoot. I actually...
It's a part of Avengers.
It's weird, though, man.
That's crazy.
When they have to kill the people to get the stones?
Mm. Yeah, it sounds like they just killed them.
Who did?
the three people that survived, the mom, dad, and the son.
Killed everybody else?
Yeah, probably because they found Shambhala.
Yeah.
They said they can't.
The stones made them.
They probably like, oh, we got to tell everyone about this. Like, no.
Yeah.
Let's relax.
Get them, boys. Get them. They turned into little golems.
I think for the half episode, we need to talk about Roswell.
Speaking of
that, because we had, after last time we had you on, we went to lunch, and then you just talked about Roswell.
I did.
Yeah.
I was pretty deep into that
podcast.
Yeah,
you were super deep into it. So we need to talk about that.
We also almost
got more stuff?
No. Let's save it for the half episode.
Yeah, I think a lot of people...
Because I want to talk about the Nazis' involvement in ancient relics as well.
Ooh.
So if you go to patreon.com/ninjas or butterflies, you can hear all about it on our other episode, 69 and a half.
Yes. Please go download the app. You get a bunch of free stuff.
Yeah.
And if you go there, you can see the gift we all got, Lily.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
Exactly. I'm sorry if I sucked all the Christmas energy out of the room.
No, I'm still in the cheerful mood.
Good. Hey, thanks for coming, Anthony. We love you. Just take a picture of it.
They're all bad pictures. It's like, I love you guys. Thank you so much for having me. I love coming on the. This is just. I want to be on like more, and I feel like I'm already on so much that
you're not on nearly enough.
This is so fun. I brought you the cookie cake. Listeners will remember I didn't bring the cookie cake last time.
Callback.
For you guys to. It's for Lily.
Pull out another mortgage on your house to get this.
It's only, you know. These APRs, you telling me the Fed bumping this up? Those are the only words I can use are in and around there. But yeah, thanks for having me, man.
Of course,
and thank you for getting me this because I feel like I'm gonna rock this a lot this holiday season.
Yeah.
Do you have anything you want to plug? What can people be looking forward to?
Well, the Bible's Funny card game is going really great.
Yeah!
I've talked about that here before, and you guys have been awesome and helping support. You guys were part of the launch when we did the launch way back when, and it's been like really rad. People keep... It just got picked up by Books A Million.
No way.
Heck
yeah. Dude. So it's like in more stores.
You got paid $1 million?
In books.
And all you brought us was a cookie cake?
In books. So yeah, that's been really fun. And then yeah, just always doing my stuff over at the Bible is Funny, so people can follow along there for fun Bible stuff.
Go follow Anthony at the Bible is Funny right now, or you ruin Christmas. Or children of divorce won't get their presents this year, maybe. I don't know. It's up to you.
You make the decision.
It's literally up to you.
No pressure.
Think about it, guys. Yeah. You could literally save their Christmas.
Mm.
Okay, we love you. Right?
Yes.
I think so. Yeah,
I have to be so bad.
Do you?
I'm doing a heart.
That's why I'm running very hot so quick.
All righty. We love you guys. Thank you so much.
Make sure to review us on everything. 5 stars.
Share this episode with a friend. Podcast with a friend. Let's go.
SunnyCoolSwag.com. Go get your merch there. Ninjas merch. I got to pee.
Have a wonderful Christmas.
Love you. Merry Christmas.
Happy Christmas, Harry.
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most
beautiful creatures. Empty your mind.
You were martial arts.
Ninjas attack!
You need food, don't you?
Oh, I can barely breathe. I'm so hot right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's bad.
Okay,